Mark's gospel depicts Jesus as challenging traditional ways in which religious people determined what was pure or impure. For Jesus, the observance of religious practice cannot become a substitute for godly words or deeds that spring from a faithful heart. The gospel comes from Mark, the 7th chapter, selected verses. Now when Jesus and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there were also many other traditions that they observed, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand, there is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit who continues to work faith in us. Do you ever think about what is really essential for your daily living? Just a couple of months ago, I helped some very dear friends move into a new house. Several days before they moved, we moved, I forgot how many, three or four van loads of boxes over to the place. The day before the actual move, he got a truck, and we moved three more truckloads over to this house. And then on moving day, three big hulking guys came and moved all the heavy furniture. Thank goodness for that. We were still all exhausted, and I had to say, "Is this really necessary?" And as I thought about it and looked around our house, I thought, well, we might be the same way. Back as a pastor in Minnesota, I led youth and adult groups for better than 20 years backpacking in the wilderness of Wyoming. We'd go for 7 to 9 days with only the supplies that we could carry on our backs. And now, we went in summer, but the temperatures would get down into the 20s, so we carried lots of gear. For us modern folks who are so accustomed to all the fancy comforts, this was a real experience of getting back to the basics and learning to rely on one another. The only way this wilderness experience worked is if everyone shared in carrying their part of the gear and everyone helped with the essential tasks of cooking, cleaning up, setting up the camp. And of course, we got to see some amazing scenery and wildlife that no one else, very few people, will ever see. But the biggest surprise to me was how many people wanted to go back year after year because of the uniqueness of that experience. In today's gospel, of course, Jesus challenges us also to think about the essentials. The religious leaders of Jesus' day had created very elaborate rituals which they insisted were critical in order to be a person of faith. The initial challenge was about eating with defiled hands without washing, which of course was not true. The disciples washed their hands just like everybody else, but they just didn't do all the practices that the religious leaders required. But for the Jews, with these very specific rules about how to wash your hands, also how to prepare the food, which foods were considered acceptable to eat. And oh, by the way, the religious leaders profited by selling the proper foods that they considered to be ritually clean and acceptable to God. In other words, the whole thing became a racket, a scam, a control, and a way to victimize those who wanted to be faithful. Jesus quotes the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." But before we get too angry along with Jesus, we need to be clear that this is a basic human tendency. How many of us have become so totally attached to a particular translation of the Lord's Prayer or the Apostles' Creed so that any other version is not the real one? How many of us have struggled when we've gotten a new version of the liturgy, a new hymnal, or a new translation of our favorite Bible passage? Maybe the pastor changed something in the order of service. It's really human nature that we get attached to something about the order of service. We get attached and experience the particular rituals and practices that we have as if they are the right way to worship. And after a while, we begin to associate all of those things as essential to our faith. For people in Jesus' day, all of these ritual practices had become requirements to be considered a person of faith. One had to do all these things to be considered clean or holy. And like many things that we do out of habit, pretty soon these tasks become important in their own right rather than what they really signify. When we pray or repeat the liturgical piece of worship, it's easy for our minds to wander. Even the ritual of coming to church on Sunday morning can become such a habit that we forget that it really is an opportunity to pause and give thanks and to hear a word from our Lord. So Jesus focuses us back on the matter of the heart. Where is our heart? He is so clear. It's not anything that goes in from outside that defiles. Now that doesn't mean we shouldn't be careful about what we look at, what we read, what we watch, what we listen to. The old saying, garbage in, garbage out, certainly has some truth to it. But Jesus names all these things that really are at the heart of what defiles us, what causes us to appear ungodly and mislead others. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come forth. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly, all of these things come from within, and they're what defile a person. For Jesus, godliness is about letting our faith, our character, our beliefs show in the way that we live and that we act. This past week, we saw all sorts of stories and tributes to Senator John McCain as people across the country and literally across the world paid tribute to his life and service. I found it refreshing that McCain himself was very profuse in his acknowledging his shortcomings and mistakes. Yet it was clear that people of all sorts of political persuasion appreciated and honored him, for John McCain was primarily a patriot and a public servant. He was also, by the way, privately, also a man of God. But his model of commitment and service really echoes what Jesus is saying. You could see what he stood for as you watched what he did. May those around us be able to say the same of our lives and of our faith as they look and see who we believe. Amen.